The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. On September 17th, it's a Friday night at 7:30, outside at the Holland Center, you can enjoy a tribute to the boss, Bruce Springsteen, and it is conducted by Omaha Symphony's resident conductor and principal pops conductor, Ernest Richardson, and he joins me now on Live and Local. Ernest, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I want to talk a little bit first about the amazing things you've done. Symphony Pops, Symphony Rocks, the movie series, the family series. You have been very, very innovative and brought music that we've all grown up with just right into the symphony. What has led you to that?
Well, I think that last comment you said, music that we've grown up with, is the key. When we are trying to connect to the broadest audience that we can, we start with something that they know. And whether it's, they know classical music from Bugs Bunny, or whether they know symphonic music from a movie that they saw, and associate that with a great time in their life. For example, when they're teenagers or when they're early in college and they're dating and they have these songs that are kind of in the milieu of their life, we can bring those to the stage with a symphony orchestra, and they can hear the sound of the orchestra, and that's the key for me. I mean, our power as an organization is the sound of a symphony, regardless of the music that we're playing. So if we're able to reach out to our audiences with music that they feel connected to already and bring them in, they get to hear their orchestra, and then we hope that that begins a long-standing relationship with us.
And it's interesting how far back that goes. In the days of radio, the William Tell Overture was the theme for the Lone Ranger.
Right.
Exactly. And also with the movies. You're going to do another Bugs Bunny at the movies concert. And I just got to go on record and saying my favorite episode ever of all time, and I saw the Los Angeles Philharmonic do it, is Long-Haired Hare. With them listening to the click track, and it's Bugs battling the opera singer back and forth. Just sensational music, and the music and singing make it work.
Well, we have, as you mentioned, Bugs on Broadway, which really puts together all of the great Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd type encounters with classical music. I love that one that you just talked about. I also love the Wagner-esque version.
Yes.
And the Bunny of Seville. I mean, it's ridiculously how great those pieces, those comedies are, but they use this music. And so we love that. That's coming up. That's going to be great. Of course, we have the next installment of Harry Potter, which is always a blast. I think one of the sad things that I've had over the course of this COVID period is just not being in Harry Potter's world, because everything had shut down, and I've become so used to that as part of what I do that I was really missing it, and I'm really glad it's coming back. So we're excited about that. We have some wonderful music coming up that features Barbara Streisand's music. I love Barbara Streisand. I think that her songs and her delivery are just fantastic, and Billy Joel. I mean, we have so many great tributes, bands and artists coming in, because everybody has understood that to reach back to the music of really now my youth, we can do that with these songs that have great orchestral writing associated with them already. It's not like we even have to put two things together that don't maybe work. They already have great charts that back them up, so then we're able to expand into full orchestra.
Absolutely. So that leads right up to, can you talk a little bit about the music and the arrangements for the tribute to Bruce Springsteen happening on September 17th?
Yeah. His music is incredibly gritty. It's American. It's really part of our culture. And so the show that we're doing is a tribute show that was actually put together for a production in Las Vegas. So this is always an interesting question. How do you merge rock and roll, for example, with a symphony? And that takes an arranger that's really sensitive to both. What is at the core of this music, and how do I bring that into the symphonic world so that the symphony actually enhances what the song is about, rather than feels sort of like a third wheel? Well, with Springsteen and many of the artists that we already are, or that we're performing this year, there's already an orchestral feel to the charts that were original, so it's easier for them to sort of build upon that and make the charts work. Sometimes these guys are just trying to get it done really quickly, and they just take the organ part, for example, and just have the strings played and call that orchestration. We don't do those kinds of shows, but they are out there, and they sort of defeat the purpose. The point of this is to really merge these two sounds into one, so it's really its own statement.
Sure, a full integration. You can witness that integration Friday, September 17th at 7:30 p.m. It's Holland Center Outdoors, and it is conducted by the resident conductor and principal pops conductor, Ernest Richardson, omahasymphony.org. Ernest, thank you so much for taking the time. It's just always a pleasure to talk to you.
It is my pleasure to talk to you, too, as well, Mike. Thanks for having me on your show.